The increased sales tax in Riodel is anticipated to bring in an extra $160,000 of revenue in fiscal year 2015-2016. This would bring the budget deficit in the general fund down to an estimated $33,317, according to the mid-year budget presentation by Financial Director Brooke Woodcox during the February 2nd City Council meeting. The largest single expense paid out of the general fund for the city overall is employee pay and benefits, which totals just over $550,000. Expenditures by department shows that 54% of the general fund goes to the police department. Other funds are also showing deficits. The streets fund has an overall estimated shortage of $83,278, despite slightly stronger gas tax revenues being received. The police department is currently running over budget due to a number of factors, including legal expenses, car repair, overtime, and animal control. The water fund is still in a deficit, but improving since the drastic increase in water rates was approved. The sewer rate structure was changed in 2014, and now the city anticipates receiving $33,000 more in revenue than the actual expenses. The city is not allowed to make a profit on either water or sewer, so it will need to address the overage in some way. Animal control issues were discussed, although the chief of police was absent from the meeting due to a pre-planned vacation. City Manager Kyle Knopp provided an update on discussions with Miranda's Rescue after Shannon Miranda addressed the council at the last meeting. The city stopped working with Miranda's Rescue in 2013 and has been taking animals to the Fortuna Police Department, who then sends them on to Miranda's if they're not picked up by the owner. Due to the lack of funds from the city to reimburse for the expense of caring for the animals, Miranda's Rescue stopped accepting any animals that came from Riodel. Miranda has been asking the city to work out an agreement so they can resume taking the animals for many months now, but the city has up to recently refused to talk with them. During the update, Knopp reported that he had spoken with Shannon Miranda and they had agreed to start accepting animals again while something formal was being worked out. After his update, Alice Millington, a local resident who works closely with Miranda's Rescue and animal protection efforts, reported that she had spoken with Shannon recently and he had said they were definitely not accepting animals from Riodel currently. Knopp stated that he would clarify this with Miranda. Millington also stated that the organization she works with, Bless the Beast, currently has funds available to assist with spay and neuter expenses. She asked that the city help spread the word to residents when they are dealing with animal control issues. It is hoped that Chief of Police Graham Hill will be able to attend the next council meeting to discuss the current state of animal control in the city. The city has a new electric vehicle charging station installed and available for use in the city parking lot downtown. There are plans to improve the lot with landscaping and hopefully improved lighting, but the station is up and running as part of an area-wide grant administered by the Redwood Coast Energy Authority. The full council packet of documentation is available at theriodeltimes.com. The next city council meeting will be held on Tuesday, February 16th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.